Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 right here on WPIT AM 73 in Pittsburgh. And as I was coming into the station just a little bit ago, listening to the Ukrainian hour, Mark, you said something that was very important. I think everyone needs to hear. What was that?
Well, it was just a reminder that what we hear on Sunday afternoons here at WPIT, it's all for the community, devoted to the community, and as such is community supported. And when the community doesn't support this programming, it has no choice but to go away. We would love to keep this on the air free of charge. Mm-hmm. I myself enjoy this programming. I know that our general manager, Chuck Gratner, has a heart commitment to strong community. Right. Unfortunately, the world just doesn't work that way. So when the shows aren't financially supported sufficiently, they have to go for in place of something that is.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, even though we are sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we still need your support. So if you would like to donate to this program, please give me a call, 412-877-9351. Ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday, June 12th, Metropolitan Basil Schott, Archbishop of the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh, died of cancer. As many of you who knew him, the Metropolitan has been battling cancer for the last year. Metropolitan Basil passed away at 3:45 a.m. after being hospitalized and discontinuing treatment for the cancer. The funeral divine liturgy will take place 10 a.m. on June 18th at St. John the Baptist Cathedral in Munhall, and I will give you more information about this in just a little bit. Metropolitan Basil was born on July 21st, 1939 in Freeland, Pennsylvania, the son of the late Mary Krushko and Michael Schott. He is one of five children. His siblings are Mary Ann, Michael, Sister Helen, who is Order of the Sisters of Basil the Great, and the late Paul. Metropolitan Basil was baptized in St. Mary's Byzantine Catholic Church in Freeland, Pennsylvania, and spent his early teen years in Hazleton, where he attended St. John Byzantine Catholic Church. He attended St. Mary's Byzantine Catholic School in Freeland and St. Gabriel High School in Hazleton. Metropolitan Basil entered the Byzantine Franciscans and was professed on August 4th, 1959. Bishop Stephen Kochishko ordained Metropolitan Basil to the priesthood on August 29th, 1965, at the Protection Monastery in New Canaan, Connecticut. Following his ordination, he served in numerous offices within the Byzantine Franciscan community and the Order of Friars Minor. Among the offices he held were Hegumen, Proto-Hegumen, Director of Formation, Director of Novices, Director of Vocations, Custodial Counselor, Custodial Treasurer, and Spiritual Assistant for the Secular Franciscans. In the past, the Metropolitan has served as chaplain to the Holy Protection Monastery, Byzantine Nuns of St. Clair in North Royalton, Ohio, the Holy Annunciation Monastery of the Byzantine Carmelite Nuns in Sugarloaf, PA. He also taught in the Religious Education Department of the Byzantine Catholic High School in Parma, Ohio. On May 3rd, 1996, then Father Basil was named the third Bishop of Parma, the Eparchy of Parma. His Episcopal ordination and enthronement took place on July 11, 1996, at the St. John the Baptist Cathedral in Parma, Ohio. As Bishop of Parma, he shepherded the diverse and widespread eparchy with a gentle and steadying hand. His kind manner and care for his flock endeared him to his clergy and laity. As a member of the Council of Hierarchs of the Byzantine Ruthenian Church, Bishop Basil served as treasurer, secretary, and episcopal liaison to the inter-eparchial ecumenical evangelization and youth commissions. The Metropolitan was the liaison to the Inter-Eparchial Religious Education Commission. In the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Metropolitan Basil served as the chairman of the Committee on the Relationship Between Eastern and Latin Churches. Metropolitan Basil also served as president of the Eastern Catholic Associates, the national organization for Eastern Catholic bishops in the United States. On May 3, 2002, Pope John Paul II appointed then-Bishop Basil, Bishop of Parma, as Metropolitan Archbishop of Pittsburgh, succeeding the late Metropolitan Judson Prosek. Metropolitan Basil was enthroned at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Munhall on July 9, 2002. You have just heard For the Memory of Metropolitan Basil, Otche Nash, the Vsyate Bozhe that you sing during the funeral procession, and a Vishnaya Pamyat by an Orthodox choir. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a statement by Bishop John Kudrick, Bishop of the Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Parma, written on Thursday, June 10th. It was with sadness that this morning we learned of the death of Metropolitan Basil Schott. Having succeeded His Eminence as Bishop of Parma and in serving him with him as a fellow bishop of our Metropolitan Church, I have come to know and respect him. Metropolitan Basil directed his attention equally well to individuals and institutions. His interest in people was beautifully evidenced once again just this week in the realization of his desire to celebrate the year for priests by calling all of the priests of our Byzantine Catholic Metropolitan Church from the country to a fraternal gathering in Pittsburgh. In all types of gatherings, from the faithful in parishes to meetings and bishops, he could be found mingling with those present and allowing his welcome smile to spread throughout. Their response was always sincere, appreciative, and supportive. Over the past months of his illness, I have received many inquiries, sentiments of concern, and assurances of prayer from those who knew him. His service to the Eparchy, to the Metropolitan Church, to the Eastern Catholic Churches in this country and in the Russian homeland in Europe, and to the Universal Church will long be remembered. His affable personality allowed him to contribute in a role of leadership to methodically effect change to correspond to a changing world. May God grant to his servant, Metropolitan Basil, blessed repose and eternal memory. Today's program is dedicated to the memory of Metropolitan Basil. Vichnaya vam pamyat vladiko vasil. Dai vam Bozhe blazhennoy pokor navika. Vichnaya yemu pamyat. Next, we go to Vojvodina. This is the village of Verbas. This is Oy Totam Nahori Dubina.
Так тихо не шпіваш, шадок чи дівчила, шпіван чи любила і днями, ноцами, шадок чи дівчила, шпіван чи любила і днями, ноцами. Млада думала, а на кого бім ще гнівала, час не співа ночки, болем прима мочки, кожний день, хрестий день, час не співа ночки, болем прима мочки, кожний день, хрестий день, дай співаю дівки, дівочки, поки двоні буду жіночки, та й при турботі, та й при роботі співання перестане, та й при турботі, та й при роботі співання перестане.
Many of you have asked me to announce the events for Metropolitan Basil's repose, the funeral arrangement. So this is from the Byzantine Catholic Metropolitan Archeparchy of Pittsburgh, the Chancery Office, the announcement as of Thursday, June 10th. Our beloved Metropolitan Archbishop Basil Myron Schott, Order of Friar Minor, fell asleep in the Lord this morning, which was Thursday, June 10th, at University of Pittsburgh Medical Center Passavant Hospital in Pittsburgh. The arrangements are as follows. Wednesday, June 16th, 1 p.m., the reception of the Archbishop's body at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Munhall, Pennsylvania. From 1 p.m. until 9 p.m., Archbishop will lie in state, and at 7 p.m., funeral service for a priest, part one, will be had. On Thursday, June 17th, from 1 p.m. until 9 p.m., the Archbishop will again lay in state, and at 7 p.m., part two for the funeral service for a priest. On Friday, June 18th, at 10 a.m., at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist, Munhall, Pennsylvania, will be Metropolitan Archbishop Basil Myron Schott's funeral divine liturgy. This divine liturgy will also be broadcast on WEDO Radio 810 AM. Interment will be at Mount St. Macrina in Uniontown. In blessed repose, grant, O Lord, eternal rest to your departed servant, the High Priest Metropolitan Basil, and remember him forever. Eternal memory and Vichnaya Pamyat. Next, we go to Svidnik. This is Ivan Čižmar with Joj Mamo.
Ženil bom se ja. Oj, sinu, ne žete se ja. Oj, mamo, šuna je, oj, sinu, bredka je. Oj, mamo, ženil bom se ja. Oj, mamo, matko rodu, oj, sinu, le mne svoju. Oj, mamo, šuna je, oj, sinu, brinka je. Oj, mamo, ženil bom se ja. Oj, mamo, šuna je, oj, sinu, brinka je. Oj, mamo, ženil bom se ja.
All right, you know you can listen to us live around the world every Sunday just by going to WPIT's website, www.wpitam.com. Click the button in the middle of me. Ooh, that might be a problem. My picture there. That says listen live. If you miss our live stream or broadcast on the radio, please check out our archives. Go to www.c-rs.org. and look for Russin Radio. If you're a Facebook fan, just look up Russin Radio and you can become one of our fans. And once again, we do need your donation, so please give me a call, 412-877-9351. Would you like to learn popular Russin songs? Well, next week is the last session. This will be Thursday, June 17th. From 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Carpathia Russin Society Cultural Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munhall. The fee is only $5 a session, and song sheets will be provided. Learn to sing the Russin songs that our ancestors loved so much. Most of these songs are very colorful and humorous and will be taught by my good friend, our good friend, and well-known singer, musician, and historiographer, Jerry Jumba. Jerry spent most of his life collecting and translating these Russian songs and has painstakingly translated a lot of them, if not most of them, into English. So for more information about the Russian sing-along with Jerry Jumba on Thursday at 6:30, please call 412-567-3077, and we have a great Transcarpathian melody for you now. New trees are needed at the mount. Your help is requested. Mother Nature struck the mount. This is Mount St. Macrina in a number of ways this year. A late autumn microburst toppled, uprooted, and cracked a number of our trees. The heavy snows from the recent winter snowfalls in February managed to sever major branches from others, and some are just simply failing with age. The hope is to replace many trees, and the staff at Mount St. Macrina ask for your help in accomplishing this task. The numerous trees throughout our grounds have always enhanced the beauty of Mount St. Macrina. And for those of you that go to the Utpost every Labor Day weekend, you know what I'm talking about. So if you would like to help, please make checks payable to Sisters of St. Basil the Great, 500 West Main Street, Box 878, Uniontown, Pennsylvania, 15401. And next we have for you, we're going to go back to Vojvodina. This is Chaiki. Oh, Bethel Rosen Society has a wonderful gift shop, which offers a huge variety of Rosen items for sale, including a large selection of just about everything you're looking for, including ethnic artisan items manufactured in the Rosen homeland, along with books, CDs, DVDs, Easter basket covers, pisanka, cookbooks, clothing, and a lot more. Please visit our website, www.c-rs.org, and click on sales, or you can call the Cultural Center at 412-567-3077 and leave a message. If you'd like to visit the gift shop or have a brochure sent to you, just leave your name and address and phone number. Again, that is 412-567-3077. And as we close today with my good friend, Andrei Kandrach, with a Romani number, we hope you have enjoyed today's show. We wish blessed repose to Metropolitan Basil Schott, Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat. We hope you join us again next week for our special Father's Day program. Join us at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, right here on AM 73, WPITAM. Have a great week. Майте сакрасне з Богом. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, RussinRadio@c-radio.com. www.awrs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш днесний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 713. Тримайтеся щасливо і з Богом!